53% of people, Raven, say that they're going to miss some aspect of being locked down and quarantined once the pandemic ends. And now that we're getting closer to, knock on wood, the end of it, it makes me start thinking, like, what will I actually miss?
Oh, I can't wait to hear your answer.
You know, I've been thinking about it a lot because it kind of, the light at the end of the rainbow is, the light at the end of the tunnel, that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There's gold and rainbows.
All right, stop anyway, it. One yep. of those things.
Yes. And now that it's actually in reach, we travel a lot and mm-hmm. we do a lot of events and there's a lot of times when I'm not home and I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, I wouldn't do it if I didn't. But I really got to spend the last year, and my daughter just turned 2, it was past November, and I got to spend it with her.
Right.
And I wonder if I would have had that much of an opportunity if I had to be out all over the place all the time.
Well, I think it's an easy answer. That's a no.
Right.
There's no way possible. And on top of it, you know, with the coming year, as things open up, not only will you do your normal amount, but you'll be doing a lot of those that are trying to make up for the ones that did not happen. So I hope you remember what your child looks like today, because you're not going to see her till she's 5.
No, don't say that. That's awful. Yeah, but I was thinking, like, I think my family has grown so much closer. I keep hearing all these horror stories about, like, the divorces that happen and the family
sure.
fights and all that. That's not true in my house. We are closer than ever, I really believe, from being together so much.
There's been a lot of benefit of that in my house, too. Same thing is that you work through a lot of things when you're spending so much time together. So if you had issues or questions or whatever, you just got to know each other better during this time. I'll miss restaurants having their takeout and pickup so put together. Because I just have a feeling that in a couple months when things subside and other things are open during the day, picking up is once again just going to be a terrible experience.
Mm.
They're not going to have any of their stuff organized. They're just going to be mailing it in on delivery orders.
I disagree. I think that'll stay the same. I'll miss when it's perfectly acceptable to have a glass of wine at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in your pajamas.
On a Tuesday.
Right. And then make cookies because you know what? Who cares? We might as well just gain a few pounds. No big deal. It's National Grammar Day. Oxford comma and apostrophes rejoice.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know that 52% of Americans say they won't date someone that has bad grammar? And I'm with you. I got to be honest. Bad grammar is probably my biggest pet peeve. And
it's
it drives me crazy.
It's true. Anna did a lot of correcting early on when we first started working together.
But don't you think it's made you a better man?
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to leave it hanging out there. People can decide for themselves that know me well.
My biggest pet peeve is when I accidentally send a text or an email that has a grammatical error and
yep.
I immediately catch it. And then I reply immediately and say, I'm sorry. And then I put it in and I correct myself like a crazy person.
Right, right. What are the common mistakes that people have?
Number one is there, and there.
Yep.
The three different kinds of theirs. The
sure.
second is it's. Whether or not you should use the apostrophe, the possessive.
I think that one's a little bit tricky for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The your and your, like, it's your toy or.
Right. Versus you are.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Or you are.
Yep.
Two and two. So I want to go to the zoo too.
Yes.
Like me too versus let's go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
And then there's who and whom. And I can't explain that because even though I was an English teacher early in my career, I
yeah.
still can't figure out the difference between who and whom.
Well, everybody has a pitfall, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty good at most of these at this point.
Okay. So let's play the $10,000 grammar parrot.
I love it. Let's
okay.
do it.
So I'm going to give you three sentences, Raven, with the word there in it. And then you correctly okay. identify which there you have to use. Ready?
Okay, go.
Number one. Today, Raven opened his man purse and pulled out a bottle of Lubriderm lotion, a hairbrush, and a bunch of baby wipes. I always wondered what was in there.
Wow, that could be my life, right?
Oh, that's I didn't
that
make that
That one's regular,
up.
Right?
That's
I think
true.
That's T-H-E-R-E, I think, is that one, right?
That is correct.
All right!
Why do you think that's correct? You said that's the regular one. They're all regular. The three of them are all
Well, listen, don't question how my mind remembers it. If
okay.
I got it right, I'm not here to show to work. I'm just telling you that I know it.
It's true. Okay, number two.
Uh-huh.
Maroon 5 is releasing new music. I hope they're inviting me to the release party.
There?
Yep.
You were going with there?
Maroon 5
okay,
is releasing new. I hope they're inviting me to the release party.
That's T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
That's right.
Oh, look at me go.
Nice job, Raven.
Woo, I'm so good at this.
Now, the last one.
Yes, okay. What is the last one?
Is though? A double whammy.
Right.
There are two theirs in this sentence. You have to correctly identify each one.
I'm going to throw up. All right.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are selling their house
yes.
because they're getting a divorce.
Okay, first one.
Their house.
T-H-E-I-R.
Correct.
Oh, look at me go.
Okay, because they're getting a divorce.
Yes. All right, that makes sense, right? Oh, the second one you mean.
Yes.
T-H-E-Y-R-E.
That is also correct.
Oh, my God, I'm the best at this game ever.
Congratulations, Raven. You're hired.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you've fallen down the WandaVision rabbit hole and you're staying up until midnight tonight to watch the season finale, that is definitely all I need to know about you, a.k.a. me.
Just a couple days ago, you were telling me that you weren't quite sure whether or not you liked it.
So here's the problem. First of all, like, how do you not listen to this and kind of get intrigued?
We are an unusual couple, you know?
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
So it starts off like a love story. And here's the problem. I'm not a Marvel fan. Like,
so you don't know the history,
I don't understand,
right, the backstory.
Anything. So I walk into this blind. I actually thought it was a whole new show on Disney Plus, right? I had no idea that it had anything to do with Marvel.
Any sort of background or anything like that.
But then I started watching it, and it's just like, it's so like lovable and intriguing. And then it starts getting crazy, and it just sucks you in. But the thing about Marvel, which obviously you probably already know if you're into this, is that there's all these Easter eggs involved. Like, there's all these little tiny things in the show that are really about something else.
Well, they connect the story, right? I mean, that's the thing. When you have so many characters over this vast universe, you know, playscape, basically, they look at it. Like, you've got to connect these stories somehow to get people interested in all of them.
So, to the point now where, like, I pause it, and then I rewind,
you
and
Google.
I go, and I'm like, and there'll be like a number on a house, and I'll start Googling the number on the house to see if it has like a meaning in a different alternate universe. I read a full article last night, 8 minutes long. I read the article about the lengths of each episode and what they could possibly mean. What is wrong with me?
I was going to say, you're a mother with two children, 40
it's
years
so
old.
Weird.
Like, I mean, you don't need to be worried about that, what's happening.
It's the strangest thing. I don't know why it sucked me in so much, but that is all I need to know about you. Tonight is the season finale, and it goes at midnight. Now, normally I watch it like on Friday. Like, that's my Friday night thing after work. I have my margarita and I watch it.
By midnight on a Thursday, you should be in bed by like 3 hours at that point.
I might have to stay up tonight just to see. Like, that's all I need to know about you.
Can't wait to see the shape that you're in tomorrow, then, if you catch the show.
I'm a grown-up.
It's funny, though, is television sucks you in. Actually, as a matter of fact, mine is the same. So if you're picking sides right now in the royal battle between Harry and Meghan, and then the Queen and the other side, too, counting down to this Oprah interview and the you know, the teasers for the show are just pulling you in, and you're going, I don't know. Maybe she is a bully. I don't know. Maybe she is the devil. I don't know. I had this full conversation with my wife yesterday. Ah, God, I mean, it's just amazing how we get invested in other people's lives,
it's
right?
It's nuts. So the whole thing with Meghan Markle, I remember when they first started dating and then it was announced that they were going to get married. A listener sent me a private email and said, Meghan Markle is no good. Watch. She's going to destroy the royal family. And I remember thinking at the time,
That's crazy. She's an American princess.
What
this will be the best
about?
Thing ever.
And now I'm like, wait a minute. Is she good or is she bad? And I can't like figure it out. I go, what? What is this?
I gotta tell
you,
it's not necessarily just what she's done with it or whatnot, but I think it's really how the perception of the royals is really changing, right? I don't know, man.
But they say that all the time.
But in a 50 or 100 years, I don't know. There's some cracks in there now. Are they still going to be there? I don't know if England's still going to want to foot that bill.
Raven. Are we seriously having a conversation right now with the royal
family?
See
what I'm saying?
What happened to us?
See what I'm saying?
Raven picks them. It's three top news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven gets to choose which it is. Raven, ready for your choices?
Yeah, give them to me.
Number one, a woman attacks her roommate for playing the same song over and over on a loop. Number two, porch pirate on the loose that dresses like an alien. Or three, two guys had to be rescued after being swept out to sea on an inflatable mattress.
I'm going to go with the seabaring gentleman. I would like to hear that story. Thank you.
Okay. Two drunk guys in Australia got carried out miles to sea on an inflatable mattress. Here's how they ended up on the mattress.
We had this mattress out the front of Noah's house. It was a bit deflated, so we decided to pump it up and like go down and just have it like dripped on the water, probably 50 metres off from shore. We got a bit too far out, and the wind kept picking up, and yeah, we got sent out to sea.
So they were drinking,
and there was an inflated air mattress in front of their friend's house.
Yeah, they filled it up, and they decided they should go take it down to the water, and then the wind picked up. And it took them out. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Every news story is making fun of them.
Sure.
And I would normally jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
But I think about Townhouse 7, My Sorority Sisters, Pace University, 2001, right?
Okay.
And I think 100%. We see a mattress.
Right.
It's half inflated.
Right, right.
We're like, we got to go find ourselves a body of water. And let's see if we can make this a raft.
Things are dangerous out there around the ocean around Australia, though, man. I mean, you fall off that thing, like, you're going to get eaten.
Right.
There's a lot of sharks out there. Like, but it ain't no joke.
Sharks isn't what they were worried about, Raven. They only started to panic when this started to happen.
Mm.
As long as we had enough beers to keep us going, we were all right. As soon as the beers got a little bit low, then we're like, oh, we should try head back in.
They brought a cooler with them filled with beer. And they were cool, being in the middle of the ocean until they realized, oh my gosh, we're running out of beer. Now what are we going to do?
Yeah, well, crikey, you need your survival stuff, right? And they're going to float all the way from Australia to South Africa. Or maybe Ireland, where they love Irish drinks.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I give him an opportunity to use this terrible
accent.
Maybe
you're going to need more supplies.
Okay.
If you're also going to stop at England.
All right.
Cheerio.
So, here we go. They were also very resourceful, and they were able to keep it going by doing this.
The mattress had like 3 pinholes in it, so Noah's like jumping off in the water every 10, 15 minutes, keep blowing the mattress back up.
So they would have to jump off. They would have to wade water, blow up the mattress, then get back on. They had enough battery power, luckily, in one of their cell phones that were able to call for help and they were rescued.
Oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question.
Sure.
You are on an inflatable mattress.
Of course I am.
In the middle of the ocean with 3 pinholes that every periodically you have to jump off and you have to re-blow it back up.
I told you, I am nervous about the sharks. So I'm going to need somebody to play lookout. In the nighttime, though, we got big problems, man.
Absolutely.
We got big problems.
What are the things that you need on your raft? All they needed was beer.
Yeah.
That's all they needed.
Beer would be a good place to start, but if you don't have beer, fall back on water. You know what beer is primarily made out of, the thing that's actually keeping you alive.
Yeah.
I'm going to need like some sort of Snickers bars or whatever, you know, because I don't want to get out of sorts. You know, you get hungry, you get hangry, and then all of a sudden you're not a pleasant raft compatriot.
Okay.
You know, if we're floating all the way to South Africa, I'm going to need to have a good attitude.
Poland Spring and a Snickers. Okay?
I'm also going to need some way to lure in a seagull, because anybody who's watched a good, you know, Castaway movie where somebody's lost at sea or whatever, they know that you catch the seagull by his throat and you eat that seagull raw. That's how you stay alive when you're in the ocean.
Now, I'm just going to stick with the cell phone that has 100% batteries. I can call for help. I feel like that's the only thing I really need.
Okay.
What was your first word or your baby's first word? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry welcomed a daughter named Daisy a few months ago. And he does something to make sure that that baby's first word is going to be dada.
Yeah, sing anything that has daddy in it. I'm like, just because I wanted to say dad before she says anything else. I'm like, daddy loves his, Daisy loves his. She sort of has said a bit of dad, 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 dad. Every time I come up, she's like, she's very excited to see me.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
I mean, if he's got the time, he's putting the work in. What's unfair about that?
No, it's just both my girls, both of them, their first word was dada. And I was always like, I don't understand. Mommy birthed you.
Yeah.
Mommy takes care of you in the middle of the night.
Sure.
Mommy makes sure that you're fed and you're safe. And daddy loves you too, don't get me wrong.
But, right.
Like,
but not as good.
Not as good as mommy loves
you. Not as good as mom does, clearly. Right.
Why would you say dada before you say mama?
Because that's what they're going to do, is they're going to bring pain to your life the rest of your life too.
Yeah.
They bring you the highest joys.
Yes.
But they will bring you the most perilous lows.
Top 5 most common first words for babies.
Okay.
First is mommy, which makes me upset and sad inside. 2.
Your kids just didn't have that curve, right?
Daddy.
Okay.
3 is ball, 4 is bye, and hi is number 5. Now, for Dakota, my little one, she's 2. Dada was her first word.
Okay.
Lila was her second word.
Right.
Lila's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Pack mentality.
She said right. Lila.
Yep, there's an alpha, there's a beta, pack mentality.
I will never forget it. She was like, Lila. And I go, wait a minute. What? Did you say mama? Liar! It was like she's correcting me.
Right, she enunciated it more the second time. Like, no, lady.
Right.
No, I'm not prepared to say that. That's great.
But like foreshadowing my future.
Yeah.
My parents love to tell the story of my first word.
What was it?
Manja.
Okay.
You know what manja means in Italian?
What does it mean?
Eat.
Food, right?
Eat.
Right.
Eat. It makes so much sense that my first word would be manja, manja. Because I still, to this day, I wake up and the first thing that comes into my mind is, what am I going to eat today?
If you were in the studio here, you could see Anna nostalgically looking up at the top of her eyelids, basically, as she talks about this and thinking simultaneously about your stretchy jeans from third or fourth grade.
Well, because I was the heavy kid growing up. Yeah.
But you're not anymore. You're all right.
I'm normal. Kind of, right?
Right, you're fine.
Yeah.
You can let go of the manja hate.
Yeah, some kids, though, have strange first words. Do you remember what your first word was?
I really don't. You know, my mom said it was mom, but my dad said it was a swear. I remember that. So my father told me it was a swear. And not only a single swear, but a two-word phrase he told me that it was.
That must have been repeated like a chant.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you know what? Whose fault is that, Dad? All right, whose fault was that?
Lori wrote on our Facebook page, touchdown. That was her son's first word. Touchdown.
Come on, really?
That's hard. That's hard to say.
I was going
to
say, I mean, like that kid, obviously dad's watching a lot of football.
Right.
But, I mean, that is a hard word to say.
You know what's going down at that house. They're asking, what was your baby's first word? Orlando Bloom says that he is constantly working with his daughter of trying to get her to say dada. I'm sure Katy Perry really enjoys that, just being the best mom she can be.
Well, you know what? I mean, again, to the victors go the spoils. Whoever wins that game is going to have the bragging rights for the rest of their lives.
For my two girls, both of them said dada first. And it bothered me because I'm like, I don't understand. Like, mommy takes care of you. Why do you say dada? Dakota went one step further and she said Lila. That's my dog's name before she said mama. I was third in line. How about that? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first word or your baby's first word?
It was good. My first word was good.
Mm.
Good. Better than no, which I hear a lot of now.
Right.
No!
Right.
No!
And you'll just repeat it as a baby. Once you get that first word, you lock onto it. So everything is good for the first couple weeks, right? Until they get that next word.
As a parent, I feel like you would love that.
Right.
You all right? I'm good.
Right.
Good.
Perfect.
You hungry? Good. All right. Cool.
Anna and Raven, baby's first word or your first word?
My son's first word was Bailey, which was my dog's. But phonetically, babies can say B's and D's easier than anything else. Just that's what they learned phonetically.
How about L for Lila? That'd be my dog's name. Nope, that wasn't even on the list.
L's and M's are harder for them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like you went to an advanced class just to hurt you.
That's true.
She did. Right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your baby's first word?
Cookie. She said cookie because we used to call her our little cookie monster because she was obsessed with cookie.
Aww.
That's cute.
That is really cute. When Dakota cries for a cookie, it's not cute because it's not like cookie. It's like cookie.
Right.
And she's crying for it.
My dog just looks at the counter over and over and over again. Every time I look at him, he looks at me, then he looks at the counter because that's where his bones are.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your baby's first word or your first word?
My son's first word was Grammy and would cry for my mom. It drove my wife crazy. She was so upset that he called his grandmother before mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tell her if it makes you feel any better. My toddler said Lila before mom. That's my dog. So it happens. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your baby's first word or your first word?
Elmo. I don't know what kind of power that red monster has over children, but she said Elmo first, and then she didn't say another word for months.
Elmo's a big one. A lot of kids say that. Dakota did too, and so did Hayden.
Well, they're spending time with them, watching on devices, watching the TV, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just turned your child over to the television. Clearly, you're not doing anything else with that child.
It is her her favorite, and I understand. I can't compete with a red monster. I got it.
And Elmo is lovable. He's 2 feet of lovableness.
Ticklish?
Yes.
Right? Very cheery.
Great dancer. He dances.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's better than Oscar the Grouch.
Okay, coming up next, we're doing a poll. I need 10 moms to call really quick, 1-800-330-9999. It's a social experiment. I saw a meme, and all it asked was, do you think you're an easy mom or a hard mom? And I just stared at it for like a long time, and I didn't know the answer. And Raven, you know how I am. I can be intense. I can be demanding. And,
oh, yes.
And you've said it to me jokingly before, like you would never want to be my kid. So I started like getting like paranoid about it because I didn't really know the answer because I mean, I don't know. How do your kids see you when it comes to things like that?
Well, you're raising well-rounded individuals. Hayden's a great girl. So, I mean, obviously you're doing something right. But on the other hand, you know, it's all about that kid's perspective. You don't know.
So I cornered my daughter, Hayden.
Of course.
And I asked her just that.
Hayden, do you think I'm an easy mom or a hard mom?
I think you're an easy mom.
Wow, you answered that fast. Why do you think I'm an easy mom?
You let me stay up late on school nights sometimes.
Right. I mean, if you can function the next day, I guess that's all I can really ask. And usually I'm asleep before you even come up to bed, so I don't really have any idea what time you go to bed. Okay.
You don't always get mad at me if I get bad grades on a test.
But you don't really get bad grades. You're kind of a good student. So what do you consider to be a bad grade on a test?
Like you taught me anything below a 75?
Right. Below 75 isn't cool. All right. What else makes me an easy mom?
You don't yell too much.
That's true. I'm pretty calm, I guess, for the most part. And if I yell, it's usually not at you.
It's normally at Dad or the dog or Dakota.
It's true. Okay. What else makes me an easy mom?
You don't set electronic limits.
Why? Other parents do that?
Some do.
Like, what's a reasonable limit that other parents that your friends have?
I don't know.
Should I set limits?
I think you're good the way you are.
Okay. So those four things is what determines whether or not you're an easy mom?
In my opinion, yes.
I mean, we have had multiple, I honestly couldn't even count, dozens of doctors and professionals and therapists and so forth on this show that have said you should set limits. So it's not like you've never heard that rule before.
Well, I just
100% I know Hayden's telling the truth when she says that you're normally yelling at your husband.
Right.
Like 100%.
I mean, she's like a good kid. So
well,
like,
she's your right-hand lady. She takes care of stuff with you.
She lets me, to be honest, she lets me be an easy mom because she's a good kid. Mm. Like, so I don't really have to worry. And if she's staying up late one night, like, she gets good grades, so like I don't really pounce on her. And
sure.
And if she wants to stay up an extra hour and play Roblox, who cares?
Yeah.
So like to me, I guess that makes me an easy mom. I wonder if Dakota, my little one, if she's different, like it doesn't come naturally, like being smart and kind. Like, would I become a hard mom? That I don't know.
If it doesn't come naturally, being smart and kind.
So over the last 15 minutes, we have been taking your calls at 1-800-330-9999. And we've been sneakily asking you these four questions to determine whether or not you're an easy mom or a hard mom. The solution and the whole verdict to this, it's coming up next. There was this meme, and all it said was, do you think you're a hard mom or an easy mom? And it bothered me. So I asked my oldest daughter, Hayden, and she said I'm an easy mom, and she based her response on four different things. So we took an off-air poll of 10 moms to see what they thought they were versus what they actually are according to Hayden's requirements. Here's how it went.
Yes, I am. I have two girls, a six-year-old and a three-year-old.
Do you think you're an easy mom or a hard mom?
As far as, like, punishment?
Yeah, just, like, in general. Like, do you think you're, like, pretty easygoing or do you think you're difficult?
Right, you go with the flow. Are you a rules person? Which one are you?
Oh, man, that's hard. I'm kind of both. I mean, I'm easygoing for a lot of things with my kids, but then when it comes to, like, life, I feel like I'm always the rule follower.
Okay, well, according to my daughter, Hayden, these four things are going to determine whether or not you're an easy mom or hard mom. Number one, would you let your kids stay up late on school nights?
No.
Do you get mad if they bring home a bad grade?
No.
You might be lying.
Do you ever yell?
Yeah, I think... do I yell? Yes.
And do you set electronic limits?
Yes.
Hard mom.
Hard mom.
Hard mom. No
hard
question
mom
about
right
it.
There. See?
And it's hard time right there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Incidentally, doesn't mean you're wrong.
Thank right. You. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many kids do you have?
One. She's actually in the car with me now.
Okay. Ask her right now. Does she think you're an easy mom or a hard mom?
Do you think I'm an easy mom or a hard mom, Adriana?
Both. You might be both. Do you let your kids stay up late on school nights?
No.
Do you get mad about bad grades?
A little.
Do you yell?
Yeah.
Do you set electronic limits?
Yes, she she doesn't really have any at all.
Oh,
she
hard mom.
She was just being nice to you. You're right. A hard mom.
Total boot camp.
Yeah.
Total boot camp going on there. Hard mom.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many kids do you have?
One.
Do you think you're an easy mom or a hard mom?
Pushover, but can be pretty tough on him at times.
Four questions you have to answer honestly. Number one, do you let kids, would you let them stay up late on school nights?
Sort of late, yes.
You don't get mad about bad grades? Do you get mad?
Oh, I get furious about bad grades.
Oh, boy, okay.
Do you yell?
Oh, yeah.
And do you set electronic limits?
Yes, but he's older now, and he told me, he laughed at me and said, yeah, I figured out how to get around those.
Okay. So you're right. You're kind
you're
of an in the middle mom.
There's always a way around with the gadgets.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a mom?
Hi, yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Do you consider yourself an easy mom or a hard mom?
An easy mom.
All right, let's see if it's true. Do you let your kids stay up late on school nights?
Yeah.
Do you get mad about bad grades?
Not too bad, no.
Do you yell?
No.
And do you set electronic limits?
No.
You're wow. You're an easy mom.
Have you seen your kids in the last week? Where are they?
Wait, that's what Hayden said about me, too.
Oh, yeah. I see them, too.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we love them any less. It's just we're a little bit lenient.
I think she just wanted a passing grade.
So out of the 10 moms that we polled, 7 believed they were easy moms until they were asked the questions. And then only 3 of them actually really were easy moms.
Right. I think once you get into the quiz part, you realize it's a little bit more eye-opening than you thought. But
right.
Perspective of kid versus perspective of parent.
Absolutely. So the fun part is ask your kids. Do they think you're an easy mom or a hard mom? And let us know on our Facebook page. If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. First dates are stressful enough. You got to get dressed. You got to know where you're going. You don't even know if you're going to like the person. What are the first date red flags you should always be aware of? Courtney Davis is a self-proclaimed dating expert and stand-up comedian. Courtney, what do you think?
First dates are hard, but you got to watch it. There's some red flags that are very easy to spot. And I learned this by going on thousands of dates with guys who just were all red flags. The first one is, do they lay it on too thick, like too fast? When they first meet you, I'm so in love with you. I can't wait for you to meet your new mother-in-law. They take you on some extravagant trip, like right away. That's when you know they're not really into you.
Can you imagine your first date? You go to Applebee's and the first thing the guy says to you across the table is, I love you.
Over the riblets.
Right. Right.
No, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And every time somebody has said something to me that was really, really nice early on in the relationship, I questioned whether or not they had some sort of ulterior motive. But I'm glad to hear that there's other people out there that think the same.
Number two, after the first date, they don't make immediate plans with you, but they just like text you randomly throughout the week, every couple days. How are you doing? How's it going? They don't actually care. They just want to make sure you're like not moving on too fast. They just want to keep you on the end of their fishing pole, but they don't really care.
It's a quota box. It's a quota box, Anna.
What's that mean?
I'm hitting the quota. I'm checking off the quota on the fact that I followed up. I'm keeping you on the side burner, on
right,
deck.
Like, I'm a nice guy, mm-hmm. but I'm not actually a nice guy.
Right, but I'm going to circle back around when I'm bored and I need something else going on.
Courtney, side note, after a first date that you think went well, how long should it be before the person asks you out on a second date?
I think if a guy or girl is into you, they're going to want to ask you out fairly quickly, like that night or the next day, but not make it for the next day, like plan ahead for a couple days in advance.
Okay. Right. All right. What are the other red flags on your first date?
Is their social media flooded with selfies? I just think it's a red flag. Why so many selfies? Why do you need that?
Don't you think that at this point, if somebody's still posting selfies of themselves, it's creepy and weird?
Like they don't actually have any other friends?
At this point, I feel like it is so over.
Anything else?
Okay, yes. Do they still get texts from their exes? Are they friends with their exes? It's a good thing if they're friendly and they don't want to kill their ex, but you don't want them to have like loyalty to their past. I mean, my ex still texts me sometimes, and that should be a red flag to my husband, but he doesn't seem to care.
he's just really secure in his manhood in the relationship. I guess that's good.
As a matter of fact.
The last one, they don't offer to pay at all. They don't even do the fake offer where they're like reaching for their purse and can't find their wallet and it's taking. That's what I used to do a lot. But they should at least offer to pay for drinks or a meal or something.
Right. I mean, if they don't, they're not even willing to play the game, like you said.
Right. You got to fake out. I mean, I'm not going to actually pay, but I should offer.
Right. You definitely should.
Absolutely.
If Courtney ever offers to pay when we're out, you and I are going to walk out of the room. Courtney's actually going to get stuck paying.
Courtney, I think the last time we had lunch, you did pay for me.
Women. I don't pay for men.
Well, I was going to say, what happened to my lunch? Terrible.
All right. If you want to check out Courtney online, you can head to the Courtney Davis on Instagram. Courtney, thank you.
Happy first dating.
You've probably been on a bunch of first dates, too. What do you think are the red flags? Biggest red flags when you're out on a first date. What are they? What are you looking for? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So I went on a first date with this guy, and he was looking everywhere for something, and he wouldn't tell me what it was. Like, pulling apart my car seat, went back into the restaurant, looking in the benches and everything. It turned out he was looking for something illegal, but it was not a little bag that would have been stuck in, like, a seat. It was, like, the Ziploc freezer bag worth of it, and he bought it on the first date.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's a red flag.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were like in an episode of NCIS.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
Well, I personally had this like last week. I was trying to go on a date with a guy and he could not make up his mind about anything, like where he wanted to go, where he wanted to eat. I had to be the one to make all the plans. And then last minute, we were trying to make up a time. He just didn't show up.
Ugh.
If there's one thing that drives me nuts, it's indecisiveness.
It drives me crazy.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Exactly.
Here's the facts. Make a decision. Live or die, man. Ugh. Live or die.
Or the person that makes the decision and then changes their mind 100 times.
Ugh.
Like, it's just dinner. We get to have it again tomorrow.
Right.
You know? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If he hates all his exes, big red flag.
Like if he like hates them.
Yeah.
Right. When people use the word hate when I've just met them, that's depending on how they're doing it. Like they could be laughing and they could say it about one thing and I can tell they're joking. But if I see somebody or hear somebody use the word hate more than once, like the first time I meet them, like I do remember that.
I have to think about my exes. There's not been a ton of them, but I don't think I hate any of them. I mean, I dislike some of the things they did.
Sure.
But there's a difference.
Right. You're not walking around with hate in your mouth talking about it right now, years later. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think is a red flag?
If she never asked me one question, it looked like the whole dinner was her life story. It was like I was invisible, no interest. Right there. That's the red flag.
That's the funny thing is she may be in love with you. She may have already told her friends that you are the best guy ever because you just sat there and listened.
Well, all right. But still, she could have asked at least one question.
Fair enough.
Well, good luck with that second date because now I got you curious.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If she shows up in gross clothes and she smells weird, she's probably using you for a free meal.
That's just true.
That's not nice.
Well, I mean, if she smells weird.
Some people hang their clothes and they don't have a very dry area.
What?
And it gets that dank smell. You know that. Have you ever smelled that on somebody?
Yeah.
Whenever I smell that on somebody, I feel bad for them.
Oh, come
on. I'm like, find a dry space. Like, I've smelled it on somebody here in this building. I have. Find a drier area.
I'm not dating somebody who doesn't know how to do laundry.
I'm not dating somebody that has a terrible washing machine and dryer.
I'm not dating somebody that's in need of a dehumidifier in their basement. I mean, come on. What am I, a heathen?
Going out on a first date, always stressful. But there's some red flags that you should look out for because then you'll know there should definitely not be a second date.
If they cut up the other person's credit card right in front of you, that's going to be the end of this relationship.
Aw. Think about how bad you feel if that's you, though. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, what's a big red flag on a first date?
Okay, I went on a date and we went out and he tells me, oh, I have to make a couple of stops. So I'm like, we supposed to be going to have dinner. He said, yeah, but I don't have a car. And I need to pay for your dinner, so we got to go to people's different houses to pick up some money.
Right. Good. Right, so you were the loan shark driver. That's good. You were the collector's driver.
That is so
fantastic.
Yes.
You were probably complicit in a couple misdemeanors or felonies.
So where'd you guys go for dinner?
Right.
The funniest thing is that when we went to three houses, nobody was home, so he didn't have no money to pay for the dinner. So I turned around, I heard a train. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm dropping you off at the train. I'm going to get my own dinner.
Anna and Raven, red flag, what is it?
All right, so not me personally, but I'm a server at a brewery, so I see a lot of first dates. And the biggest red flag is if somebody is rude to the server
or doesn't like their date talking to the server because they think they're more interested in the server than them.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't stand it when people talk down to people, no matter what job they're doing. And the waiter or the waitress, they seem to get the brunt of that a lot of times, right?
I will never understand people that are rude to wait staff. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever.
And on Raven, what's a red flag on a first date?
If that your partner that you're dating is constantly primping themselves, or if he goes by a mirror, he has to repeat.
Right, you pick up on that vanity right away. Yeah, you're right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If he uses the phrase, that's what's wrong with this country, and isn't joking when they say it, I find that that's a red flag.
Yes.
But how many times, though, right?
No.
Can you say it once and it's okay? Or
no.
If he says it 10 times, it's not good.
It's just, it's never okay, especially on a first date. You can't say that.
The first time I hear somebody say it, I usually think that they're kidding. No. Once they repeat the phrase a couple times, then I know that, this is the last time we're hanging out.
Raven says it on average 6 times a day and laughs every time he says it, like it's the first time he's ever said it.
Because to me, it's so amusing.
It's ridiculous. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your red flag?
If she's rude to the server who's waiting on her, or if she shows up late for the first date, those are big red flags for me. You know, I hate being late and I can't stand people that aren't punctual.
Yeah, it's a lack of respect thing. If you don't show up for something, I give you one shot. I don't believe your excuse anyways. Even if it's valid, I don't believe it. But I give you one shot maybe to make it up to me. If you're late twice, forget it.
I have anxiety about being late. Like, it makes me crazy.
Right?
Yeah, I could understand that. I wouldn't be able to deal with somebody that wasn't as neurotic as I was about being on time. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
I think that if a guy gets really hammered and then assumes that you're going to leave with him at the end of the dinner, that's a pretty big red flag.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little reckless, right?
Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If she's very picky at a restaurant, like, you know, the chicken masala, is it free range? What was the chicken's name before we, you know, you had to butcher it? All that kind of stuff. Like, oh, even the green beans is steamed instead of grilled, please. Can I have it this way? I'll make an alterations to the menu. That's a huge red flag.
That's my life.
You know what else I don't like? Those alterations are annoying, but it's the one person who lies about having an allergy to make sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm allergic, so that's why. You just don't like it. Like, there's a difference between being allergic and not liking it.
Yeah, but you don't know until you slip it in there and then have to hit them with an EpiPen. So I don't know about that.
No, I don't think there's a cilantro allergy. I think that's completely made up.
Yeah, okay.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who is right. Tony and Laura. Tony, let's start with you. What's going on?
We got a couple birds, and, you know, I was sort of under the impression that, like, birds that live in the house are going to live in cages. Obviously, she does not feel this way. She likes to let them out once a day for, like, I don't know. She says it's usually going to be an hour. I feel like sometimes a little bit longer than that. And to me, it's disgusting because they're birds. They're like, they're going to the bathroom everywhere. They can fly out of the house if somebody comes in the door at the wrong time. I just think it's dangerous. I think it's kind of gross. And, you know, I think we should just leave them in their cages if we're going to have birds in the house.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything about bird culture.
Right.
I had parakeets growing up, but they never were let out of the cage.
Did your dad eat them like he did with your rabbits?
Well, no,
they died.
They died naturally.
Yeah. You think?
Well, we've had our fair share of quails at my home. But maybe you can educate me a little bit, Laura. What is going on?
Okay, so we actually also have parakeets. We have two. And I just think, you know, there's no other pet that you would expect to be caged up 24/7, especially if they can fly. I just feel like, why did we get pets if we're not going to let them loose occasionally? And since they can't go outside, why wouldn't we just let them fly around the house a little bit?
Is your dog going to eat your parakeets? Is that a problem? Is your dog trying to eat your birds?
We do also have a dog, but he's allowed to be out of the house, so why aren't the parakeets?
No, I'm with you. I mean, if you're going to have birds, I think that it's kind of sad, actually, to have a bird that's caged its entire existence, especially if you have the availability for it to fly around a little bit and it's not getting out or putting itself in danger. So
I
kind of understand that.
Exactly.
Wait, but can you potty train a parakeet?
No, I mean, a bird's going to go where a bird's going to go, I would imagine.
Right. So that's Tony's biggest problem is, you know, well, it's unsanitary. Well, they poop and they pee. Sometimes they do. I guess that's kind of gross, but it's also like it's bird poop. It's like a microscopic little speck of white that you can wipe up with a Clorox wipe. And if that's the cost of letting them be free for a little while, I don't know. It doesn't bother me at all. But this has been a point of contention for a while now.
You don't let them eat anything on Taco Tuesday, I'm guessing, Anna.
I'm reading online that you actually can potty train parakeet.
Oh, good.
I can't imagine how that process goes.
Sure, they have tiny diapers, too.
Yeah.
Because we are crazy people.
Okay.
We will buy anything.
All right. Well, we can certainly see what our audience has to say. And they may agree with you, Laura. Animals shouldn't always be in a cage. And if you let the animal free, you just got to clean up after it. It's part of being a responsible pet owner. But they may see your side too, Tony. It's nasty. It's birds flying all over your house and, you know, making a mess.
I mean, it's one thing when they get you in the park. It's something else when they get you on your recliner. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Laura and Tony have parakeets. Now, here's the thing. Tony was under the impression that when they got these parakeets, they would stay in the cage. But Laura lets them out every single day. And he says, it's disgusting. Like, you just let these birds fly around the house. They make a mess. She says, well, what are we going to do? Keep them caged? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, I look at it like, you know, it's the old way of thinking is we keep it just really for an ornament or something like that. And that's not fair. We know more about animals nowadays. We know that that's also going to reflect on their health, too. They won't be good mentally or physically.
I mean, I can't imagine just letting birds fly around your house, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know a lot about birds. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's a Couples Court.
Oh, I'm so on the wife's side because birds need a lot of attention and a lot of work. And if you're going to have a bird, you really need to let it out of the cage. I had birds most of my entire life, and they need to be out.
I had no idea birds needed so much attention. What is the most needy bird that you had? Like, that bird was just a clinger. Stage 5 clinger bird.
A lot of parrots. I had a parakeet. I have had ring-neck parakeets. They all need to be loved. And, you know, I used to sleep with one, and they're just great pets. And if they don't get a lot of attention and they're not touched a lot, they end up, I forget what it's called, but they start picking themselves and pulling their own feathers out. They get anxious.
Nobody wants that.
They need love and attention, too.
Yeah. I have so many questions. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Cockapoos live to 95 years. You need to leave them in your will. My gosh, that is a commitment.
I mean, what bird are you sleeping with?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Laura and Tony have parakeets, and Laura lets them fly loose around the house.
Tony thinks it's a terrible idea. He's tired of sitting down on his couch and coming across one of their mistakes or accidents. He thinks when they bought the birds, they were going to stay in their cage. They'd look at him through the cage and say, hey, birdie, and that'd be it.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you know about birds? Is this normal? Do you keep them caged? Do you let them out? It's a Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, whose side are you on?
I agree with her because, you know what, everyone needs to fly loose once in a while. Let the birds fly. Open your wings and go, go, go.
Just when was the last time you flew loose?
Bears.
Tell me.
Oh, daily.
He flies.
Daily.
Right. Are you doing that right now, ma'am?
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I have 2 cockatiels. I can't imagine leaving my cockatiels in the cage all day long. I think it's mean. Birds are meant to fly. And, you know, we put them in cages because we want to have them as pets. But if there has to be a compromise, it's not fair to keep them in a cage all day. I let my birds out during the day. I have a room that's dedicated to the birds, and I keep a netting over the doorway so they can't get out. They fly around, and they're happier. When, you know, they're more content when they get some exercise and they get some socialization.
And healthier, too. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese for birds in her place.
Nice.
Right.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side. Truthfully, I don't think, you know, you did the comparison about the dog. You know, if the dog does happen to have an accident, it's on the lawn or in the dirt. It's not something that you would plan on laying on the grass where the dog just did what he had to do. Not to mention, if the dog's outside, he's either on a leash or in a pen. As far as the bird flying around the house, bring him in the garage or something if you really want him to fly.
Okay.
Because who knows how many times that dog, that bird pooped and might have landed on the grapes or an apple or even in your coffee.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, you got to look at it. You got to look at it that way.
I agree.
If I bring that bird to my garage, though, I'll never see him again. I can't find anything in my garage.
Oh, it's true.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Laura, our audience agreed with you. If you're a responsible pet owner and you feel like this is something that your pets need, then Tony, you're going to have to stand by her side if she allows this to happen.
I agree to listen to what they say. If they want to come over and clean up all the poop, then that's cool. We'll have some visitors.
Well, I think it is fair for you to negotiate a time and a schedule, basically, guys, for when these animals can be out. And that's when you guys can be aware of what's going on. That way you're not coming across these surprises, right? Nobody wants to step into your pet's accident. So, you know, make sure it's a time where you guys can actually be paying attention or interacting with them, too. That way you get the best of both worlds.
Right. Yeah, maybe we do it while you're the hour that you're at the gym. You know, you don't have to deal with it.
Well, as long as you're not going to let them go on his chair. So, right.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Kelly.
All right, Kelly, we have $1,700 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has his own NBC series titled Young Rock. It's based on how he made the transition from pro wrestler into one of the biggest names in Hollywood. What was the first 2000 movie that The Rock was in and Brendan Fraser starred in it?
Mummy Returns.
Number two, historic Broadway musical Rent is celebrating its 25th anniversary. In the song Seasons of Love, how long is it to measure a year?
569,060 minutes.
Number three, the season finale of Disney Plus's WandaVision will be released tonight at midnight. Agnes, a.k.a. Catherine Hahn, has a major part in the finale. What 2016 comedy about mothers did she star in alongside Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell?
I don't know.
Number four, The Simpsons has been renewed for 2 more seasons, which will be the show's 33rd and 34th season. In what town do The Simpsons live?
The Simpsons live in Greenville.
And number five, a new study looked into tweets by sports fans and found that the sport with the angriest fans on Twitter is golf. If you score 1 under par on a hole, what is that called?
A pun.
All right, Kelly. Well, let me bring Raven back in. All right. Well, Kelly got 1 right.
Not too bad. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one.
Wait a minute. One? Did you say one?
One.
That's terrible.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that's terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has his own NBC series titled Young Rock, and it's based on how he made the change from pro wrestler to one of the biggest names in Hollywood.
Right.
What was the first 2001 movie that The Rock was in and Brendan Fraser starred in it?
So this is a little bit of a tricky question, actually. So he appeared in The Mummy Returns.
That is the correct answer. What was the second one that he starred in that was the sequel?
Scorpion King.
Scorpion King is right, too.
That's right.
Number two, the historic Broadway musical Rent is celebrating its 25th anniversary. In the song Seasons of Love, how long is it to measure a year?
I have no idea. Come on.
525,600 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Number three, the season finale of Disney Plus's WandaVision will be released tonight at midnight. Okay. Agnes, a.k.a. Catherine Hahn, has a major part in the finale. What 2016 comedy about mothers did she star in alongside Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell?
Is that Bad Moms?
Bad Moms is correct.
Look at me go.
Number four, The Simpsons has been renewed for 2 more seasons, which will be the show's 33rd and 34th seasons.
Okay.
In what town do The Simpsons live?
That's easy. Springfield.
Yes. And number five, a new study looked into tweets by sports fans and found that the sport with the angriest fans on Twitter is golf. If you score 1 under par on a hole, what's that called?
Is that birdie?
Birdie's correct. I'm sorry, Kelly. He beat you 4-1 this morning. We will get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
I know. Thank you, Kelly. I can't be Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Kelly. Hold on.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. Better luck next time.
Throw another $100 in the pot. Tomorrow morning, $1,800. Same time to play.